Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show you're listening to. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, and we welcome you this morning, the 1st of February, the first Saturday of the month of February, the second month of the year, and it is Youth Waterfowl Day. We hope that some of the folks out there are taking their kids out for geese. We know the duck season is was cut short by the weather. And if you're on your way and are listening, we'd like to hear from you. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. I think it's Youth Day. I didn't really pay much attention, to be honest with you. I think it is. But, you know. Anyway, if you are on your way to a waterfowl event somewhere, give us a call here, 410-922-6680. And we've got a lot of stuff going on here. There are concepts out there. We briefly mentioned them last week, but it was very short on time. So if you'd like to talk about some of those things that are coming up that may or may not affect you, we would love to talk to you about it. First of all, let's talk about some of these concepts and the process of a concept. Every 2 years, our regulations are subject to change here in Maryland. And there's a... Didn't press the button. Sorry, you heard that. There's a process here that goes like this. The internal conversations take place with input from the public. Hey, why don't we do this? Why don't we do that? What do you think about this? What do you think about that? And the different managers for, you know, game birds and deer and sick of deer and black bears, forest game, fur trapping, you know, or fur bears, whatever you want to call it. They all kind of have a little meeting and say, what do you think about this idea? What do you think about that idea? And they come up with some concepts internally from Wildlife and Heritage Service, and they put together those concepts. They release those to a group of individuals called stakeholders, and these are people from conservation organizations, people of the press, people that can communicate to the public and to their constituents and say, here's what we're thinking about for deer season. What does your group think? You know, the Fisheries Service has the same thing. The Sport Fish Advisory Commissioners and the Tidal Fish Advisory Commissioners are supposed to do the same thing, get back to their constituents with the proposals and the ideas and that type of thing. And then there's a meeting after the concepts go out. And a couple weeks later, there's a meeting and everybody gets together. And that meeting's coming up here in a couple weeks. And they put these concepts on the table and they hash them out and they get input and they write ideas down. And then they tweak those concepts into proposals. And sometimes the concept goes away. It's just tweaked out of existence, or it's enhanced or reduced or whatever it might be. So, you know, I've been going to these meetings the last several, you know, what is it? Is that not biannual? I don't know what that would be. I guess it would be biannual meetings every 2 years. And, you know, been part of the discussion, and whether what I say doesn't mean much, but, you know, when you hear from some of the conservation groups and things like that, people who are, you know, do have a constituency, you know, they tend to comment on certain things, whether they like them or not. So on deer, white-tailed deer, there's really only one proposal or one concept out there for Region A, and that is review the pros and cons of requiring mandatory antler restrictions for Region A. And if you hunt Garrett Allegheny and, you know, Western Washington County, the Wildlife and Heritage Service will give the recent QDM survey results careful consideration and plans to meet jointly with key Western Maryland stakeholders prior to the February 12th. That's the big meeting. Survey results are available, and there is a survey on the Department of Natural Resources website conducted by a research company called Responsive Management, who does all the surveys for our department. And here's the comment: imposing mandatory antler restrictions tends to reduce the number of yearling 1.5-year-old bucks harvested. However, these restrictions tend to increase the harvest of antlerless deer, including button bucks. This may or may not be an outcome compatible with our deer management strategy or acceptable to our constituents. So, you know, that's going to be a public input deal. It's based on science. There's, you know, management involved there, but it's going to be what the public wants on that one, and that's mostly in Western Maryland. Now, for sika deer, and those of you who hunt sika deer on the Eastern Shore, Dorchester County, Wicomico County, and beyond, the idea is to increase the sika deer bag limit to 3 per weapon with no more than 1 antlered. So that means that you could take 3 with archery tackle, that you could take 3 with a muzzleloader, and 3 with a rifle, and then 1 antlered deer per each season. You know, antlered means anything from visible antler above the hairline. You know, what some other of us would in whitetail world would consider a button buck is considered a stag or an antlered deer when it comes to sika deer. The rationale behind that is the sika deer population is increasing and expanding its range. Crop damage complaints related to sika deer continue to increase. The considered action would increase the harvest of antlerless sika deer and help with population management. Makes sense to me. I don't know if it does to you. Also, when it comes to sika deer, increase the sika deer antlerless bag limit to allow 2 antlerless deer or 3, depending on the considered bag limit, to be harvested during any portion of the early or late muzzleloader season. The rationale is the sika deer population is increasing and expanding its range crop for the same reason. There are requests from hunters to make this change. Hunters that travel to the Eastern Shore could maximize their opportunity and take home one of those tasty and delicious and succulent sika deer. And they are good. I had a sika deer meatloaf that I made. That was really good. We had sika deer venison or tenderloin and backstraps. Really good. I had one of the picking houses, Chesapeake Outdoors actually, save me some goose hearts. Goose heart is pretty good size. They run anywhere from walnut size to up to a hard-boiled egg size. And I ask them to, you know, when they're picking the geese, just when they're breasting them out, just reach in there and grab the heart and save it for me. So I got a dozen or so of them. And last night, or yesterday, I marinated some hearts in a little teriyaki for a couple hours. And got some stir-fry vegetables and stir-fried up some sika deer heart in a kind of a Asian teriyaki ginger glaze. Right good, I got to tell you. Right good. The hearts are very tender and quite tasty. So just so you know, there's all kinds of things that I have eaten. But if you'd like to comment on any of that, you're welcome to do so. There's more concepts here, but we'll take your phone calls at 410-922-6680. We want to talk a little bit about the proposed changes for deer hunting in Frederick County. Apparently one of the county commissioners out there, a fellow by the name of Billy Shreve, has called a public meeting for Monday, the February 10th, and he's put together a countywide comprehensive deer management plan, which is so poorly written that it deserves comment just for that. Let's talk to Frank St. Michael's. Morning, Frank. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Alan. How you doing, my friend?
Good. What's up?
Wanted to relate something to you that happened on the last day of the muzzleloader season.
What happened?
As you know, it rained.
Mm-hmm.
And
muzzleloader season or firearm season?
Pretty sure it was the last day of muzzleloader.
Okay. Saturday, the last day of firearm season, it rained, but go ahead.
So anyway, I sat there about an hour, and suddenly I hear behind me a whole bunch of raindrops hit the ground.
Really?
Then it did it again, only a little closer, and oh. I knew there was a squirrel going through the treetops there.
Sure.
And these were saplings, not very tall.
Right.
And at the time I went to look up because I knew he was there, he was jumping from the tree I was leaning against to the tree that was in front of me, and he saw me move.
Uh-huh.
When he hit the tree that he landed on, he turned immediately and faced down to see what I was.
Right.
And here's what is so unique about it, Al. He actually stopped right in the stream of some water drops that were falling off a limb above him.
Yeah.
They were hitting him dead center in the back of the head, and it was splaying out like a Japanese fan, if you will. And it didn't bother him in the least.
Uh-uh.
He wasn't moving until he figured out what I was.
That's pretty funny.
You know?
Yep.
Just one of them things you're never going to experience sitting home in your recliner.
Nope, that's true. You're never going to see that. Nope.
Folks, get out and stay out.
Ah, I like that. I like that. I'll tell you, I had a close call. I was coming up from Hooper's Island here not long ago, maybe a month or maybe 2 months ago, and coming up through one of the back roads down in Dorchester County. And oh, man, a squirrel ran out in the road in front of me. And recognized it right away, because if I'd have crushed that thing, I would have felt so bad. Turned out to be one of the endangered Delmarva fox squirrels.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't hit them.
Incredibly beautiful, aren't they?
They are gorgeous. They are absolutely gorgeous. It's unique to our state, our ecosystem. If you know, it's one animal that's readily available to be seen. You know, I've seen them in Blackwater. I've seen them everywhere down there in hunting Dorchester County, and it stopped me in my tracks, because it was like, oh my gosh, don't hit that thing. You know what I mean? So
exactly.
Yep.
I mean, they're just so beautiful to witness.
They are. They're gorgeous. They are.
We got some on our property in trap.
And, yeah.
I had an occasion one time to sit near a root system of a tree that had fallen over.
Oh, yeah.
I was right up against the roots, and I see this fox, the Marva fox squirrel, coming. And he jumped up on this root system, not knowing I was there, got up on the top, and I'm telling you, Al, 2 feet away.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
We're stone still, just looking at one another.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah. We were in Montgomery County. Our social media coordinator, Laura, and I were bow hunting in Montgomery County, and there were gray squirrels, and we saw a black phase of the gray squirrel, totally black, you know.
Yeah, I've seen them myself.
And I've seen them a couple places, and I got some pictures of a fella from southern Maryland sent to me the a pure white phase of a couple of gray squirrels.
Wow.
Which is pretty cool. So, you know, it's pretty cool. Well, albinos are neat anyway. I mean, I've seen albino deer. I've seen albino barn swallow. We were dove hunting one day in Baltimore County. I've seen albino woodpeckers, and I don't know if it was a downy or a hairy woodpecker, but it was one of those sizes, and pure white in my neighborhood. So, I mean, there's all kinds of things in nature if you just pay attention, you know?
Yeah, you know that credit card commercial, Al, at the end they say it's priceless?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. You're absolutely
right. You and I know priceless, don't we, Al?
We do, man. Yep, and it doesn't cost anything.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, look, Al, hoping you go with us for turkeys.
I'm going to try, buddy. I've got the first day planned, which I believe is the 18th. I'll have to look. And
it is, yeah.
Yeah, that's a Friday, so I'll be on the shore the first day. I've actually booked that trip with Hammer Hollow Outfitters, but after that, I should be ready to rock and roll.
Okay, well, I'm just a phone call away.
I know it. All right.
Good talking to you, Al.
Thanks, Frank. Talk to you later.
Sure.
Bye-bye. 410 to be CBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Speaking of turkey season, there are turkey concepts in these regulation concepts. What the concept is, now get this. This is pretty cool. Create a 7-day, either sex, winter wild turkey season statewide. The season would begin on the third Saturday in January, and rifles would be prohibited. The season would share the current fall bag limit of 1 either sex turkey. Now, the rationale or goal of this is to provide a new hunting opportunity for hunters statewide and help retain fall turkey hunters in the western region without negatively affecting the statewide turkey population. The January timing of the season will reduce conflicts resulting from the widespread use of legal bait for deer on private land before and during the deer firearm season. So what they're saying is, you know, after firearm season, the bulk of the bait spreaders go away unless they're archery hunters. So if they do institute a fall a winter turkey season, the baiting part of that would be a little bit cut back. So the comments are, and let me get back to the comments. We'll take a little break, and we'll come right back after this.
This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and last longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner.
Hey, the Linex guys are now installing truck accessories, too. Hard caps, tonneau covers, and a bunch of truck accessories. So check that out as well if you're looking for something. Go to the website and check it out. Hey, it is time now. We're already in it and been in it. It's time for the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge. You could win great prizes, like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. New this year is an invasive species award for those catching blue catfish, flathead catfish, and northern snakeheads. And check out the new Maryland Youth Fishing Club and the Youth Angler's Log to learn how your youngster can win a guided fishing trip. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or crab and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater. Our tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast to qualify. Stop by your local fishing citation center or check the fishing rule book or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov. for all the details in the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Angler Award Program. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky?
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
The Wild is calling. The Great American Outdoor Show, presented by Outdoor Channel, is coming to the Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg, February 1st to the 9th, celebrating the outdoor traditions treasured by millions of Americans, with celebrity appearances from Michael Waddell, Lee and Tiffany, and many more. Plus tons of events for the entire family, including the NRA Country Jam. Start your adventure now by getting your tickets at GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org.
This is Mark Levin inviting you to join me every weeknight from 7 to 9 with the most powerful names in talk, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Okay, we were talking about the concepts for a winter wild turkey season the last week of, or so of January. The comments are the requests to expand fall turkey hunting opportunities statewide have increased in recent years. However, several potential issues have kept Wildlife and Heritage Service from implementing a statewide fall season. A winter turkey season minimizes these concerns. And by the way, you're feel free to comment, 410-922-6680, 410-WCBM-680, 1-800-922-6680, for those of you outside the local Baltimore dialing area. Here are some of the comments. The use of bait for deer hunting is less common after the deer firearm season, and landowners and hunters can more easily comply with the baiting prohibition for turkey hunting. Conflicts with other types of hunting would be reduced. Turkey populations have grown substantially in recent years where areas where densities were once very low. For example, the wild turkey population in Maryland's central region has nearly doubled since 2007. That's just 6 years. Less than 3% of the estimated fall turkey population is harvested each year during the current 7-day fall turkey season in western Maryland. Harvest in a January season is expected to be similar or lower due to seasonal differences in turkey behavior and hunter participation. Harvest levels are under 10% are considered to have minimal impacts on overall turkey populations. Rifles will be prohibited statewide during this January season to reduce regulation complexity, address safety concerns in counties with limited topography, and avoid the possibility of overharvest in areas with highly visible winter flocks. So that's all good. Virginia recently established a January turkey season. The Virginia season has been well received by participants, and the harvest has been sufficiently low to remain sustainable. Now, there's another concept for turkeys. The fall turkey season currently starts on the last day of the early muzzleloader season in Region B. It is also possible for the bear season to end the same day as turkey season opens. So what they're planning to do is shift the fall turkey season 1 week later in the western counties, begin the first Saturday in November rather than the last Saturday of October. The change would eliminate the overlap between turkey season and deer and bear seasons, reducing safety concerns and possibly increasing fall turkey hunting participation. Avoiding an overlap of the fall turkey season with the muzzleloader deer season and bear season will minimize safety concerns related to the fact that turkey hunters are not required to wear fluorescent orange. Now, since we're not getting any calls, we're going to stop talking about the concepts, even though there's a bunch of them. And we'll ask for your call now if you'd like to comment on anything fishing, hunting, or outdoors related. We'll switch gears a little bit, and we'll talk about something else if you'd like to. Let's talk about Lake Maid beer. What do you think? Now, there's a good topic. We got this from the promotion people at Lake Maid Beer. That's M-A-I-D, Lake Maid. Most beer companies would give up, but not Lake Maid Beer, the Fisherman's Lager. Having recently launched its new Lake Maid Frosty Winter Lager, the perfect beer for ice fishing season, Lake Maid Beer has turned to new technology to meet the needs of its thirsty customers. The answer? The Lake Maid Beer Drone. Inspired by Amazon's founder and CEO Jeff Bezos, which has been testing the drone delivery of its products, Lake Maid Beer has been testing a new drone delivery system on some of the top ice fishing lakes in Minnesota and Wisconsin. And you can see the video of that at lakemaidbeer.com, M-A-I-D. Amazon faces a lot of obstacles, said Lake Maid Beer Company's president, Jack Supple. Dense urban locations present a host of problems to drone delivery, but our tests are on vast, wide-open frozen lakes. Free of trees and power lines. Our drone can fly as the crow flies, straight to our target based on GPS coordinates provided by an ice angler. Fish houses are very uniform in height, so we can fly lower than the FAA limits, too. It's a perfect proving ground for drone delivery. Our initial tests on several mid-sized lakes have been very successful. We're looking forward to testing the range of our drones on larger lakes. We'd be happy to share our research with Amazon. It may be a while before Lake Maid Beer can officially deliver its beer by drone. The Federal Aviation Administration currently restricts the commercial use of drones by small businesses, and remote verification of the legal drinking age of ice anglers will need to be addressed. The FAA is expected to issue new regulations governing the commercial use of drones by 2015. Quote, our customers, distributors, and retailers appreciate the extra effort we're willing to go to get Lake Maid Frosty Winter Lager to them. Even if our customers are located 4 miles out in one of the 5,500 ice shacks on Lake Mille Lacs, one of Minnesota's largest lakes. Pretty good promotion, right? You want to go ice fishing a couple miles out on the lake? We'll bring your beer to you. Just call us with your credit card. Verify the number on your driver's license that you're of legal drinking age. And we will fly a case of beer to you by drone. Pretty cool, huh? I like it. All right. Not that I would ever take him up on that. Maybe just for the experience. This is news that just came out. Maybe you saw this in the Baltimore Sun. A couple of paragraphs by a writer by the name of Aaron Cox. Gun manufacturer Beretta USA announced Wednesday it would build its newest plant not in Maryland but in Tennessee. Last year, the centuries-old Italian gun maker threatened to abandon plans to expand its U.S. headquarters in Prince George's County when Maryland weighed some of the toughest gun laws in the country. At least eight states began trying to woo Maryland gun manufacturers last year when state lawmakers approved a ban on the sale of assault-style rifles, some of which Beretta had been developing at its Accokeek plant. The company said it would look elsewhere for its next 45 million 300-job plant. On Wednesday, the company announced it had followed through on those plans and would build a new research and development plant in Gallatin, a town of about 30,000 people northeast of Nashville. It will be the first U.S. Beretta manufacturing plant outside of Maryland. Franco Gisali Beretta, the family-owned company's executive vice president, said in a speech that Tennessee Governor Bill Haslam personally visited with him and his family to persuade them to move there. Jeff Ray, a member of the company's board of directors, said Wednesday the company seriously considered seven different states but began with one criterion. Quote, "We started our search by looking only at states that have a consistent history of support for and likelihood of future support for Second Amendment rights," Ray said in a statement. There was no announcement regarding a move of Beretta USA's headquarters, which has been in Accokeek for more than three decades. Do you like the read on that? Baltimore Sun, Aaron Cox. Here it is from the Tennessean. Woo-hoo! Gun company Beretta bringing 300 jobs to Gallatin. Dang right. The Italian gun maker Beretta plans to make Gallatin its manufacturing base in the United States, announcing plans on Wednesday to invest $45 million in a firearms plant that will initially employ 300. Tennessee's reputation as a gun-friendly state was key to the Sumner County city landing its biggest economic development win since clothing retailer Gap opened a distribution center two decades ago. This is a platinum project, Gallatin Mayor Mary Joanne Graves said. It's an international company. It's well known. It has an excellent reputation, and we're very excited that they've chosen us over eight other states. And it goes on. Very excited. It goes on for page after page after page. Folks in Tennessee know what they've got. Folks in Maryland couldn't give a rat's rear end. Unless you're a Beretta employee or looking for a job in Prince George's County. Beretta is going to Tennessee to open its new $45 million plant. 300 people going to be employed. Screw you, Maryland. O'Malley says to Beretta, screw you. The gentleman by the name of Jeff Ray is a member of the board of directors, and he's the corporate secretary for Benelli and president of Stoeger. So Mr. Ray is the spokesman in Tennessee for Beretta. He is also the one that issued his testimony regarding Senate Bill 281, which I have a printed copy of. And if you'd like to have that, of course, it's too late now. Senate Bill 281 has been passed into restrictive law here in Maryland. So, what did that caller want? Was he excited that we woke him up? That I was going woohoo on the air? Yeah, okay. All right. That was Prince George's County. Here we have a note for the folks in Howard County. Howard County Recreation Parks Advisory Board seeks public comment on proposed target archery range at Alpha Ridge Park. Any of you know where that is? It's basically on the Howard County line, right along Route 99. And you got Carroll County right there. You got Baltimore County, and you've got Howard County Department of Recreation Parks Advisory Board will hold a public hearing on Wednesday, February 19th at 7 p.m. to discuss the proposed conversion of the lower hockey rink at Alpha Ridge Park into a semi-permanent fenced target archery range. The proposed conversion is a reuse of an underutilized park amenity. No permanent changes will be made to the structure, and the upper hockey rink will not be affected. The hearing will take place at Rec and Park headquarters on Oakland Mill Road in Columbia. Will include a presentation summarizing the proposal, followed by an opportunity for attendees to comment. Target archery participation has grown considerably in Howard County over the past 3 years, and an additional archery range area will allow for new target archery programs and the potential possible potential for public drop-in range time. Residents may sign up online to speak at the hearing. That means Howard County residents. Beginning Monday, February 3rd, by visiting www.howardcountymd.gov/public comment, and you will get there. From the same link, residents will have the option to provide online testimony. Residents are reminded that online testimony is considered public information and, as such, is subject to the Maryland Public Information Act. Those who do not wish to sign up online will still be able to sign up in person at the public hearing beginning at 6:30 on the night of the hearing. And on it goes. If you'd like to have more information, call Recreation and Parks, 410-313-4700. We'd like to have you give us a call here, 410-922-6680 is our phone number also, too, as well. Let me tell you about Clyde's Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Clyde's is getting ready for fishing season. They're getting ready for the big sale starting on February 28th. It runs for 10 days. And I was thinking about it the other day. I was looking at my fishing rods and reels. This we're doing a fishing section in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly this upcoming issue, and I'm pretty excited about that. And I started thinking about all the fishing that I've missed and how I'm going to start taking my fishing rods with me in the truck. And if I'm in an area where I can do, you know, capitalize on the perch run or find a little pond I can cast for some pickerel or whatever it might be, I'm going to start doing that. You know, I'm getting too old to work through those opportunities, you know what I mean? So I was thinking about putting some new line on a couple of my ultralights, and don't know if I'm going to wait for Clyde's sale, but they can. What they'll do is they'll ask you to bring in your empty spools from your fishing reels, and then they'll wind line on them at half price. That's coming up the end of February, but between now and then, you can certainly check them out. Stock up on fish, on trout fishing gear. They've got all the trout baits, you know, the power bait and the salmon eggs and the hooks and the weights and all that type of thing, and or get ready for the perch run. They've got, you know, they've got the weights and the hooks and the spinners and the, you know, you name it, the bobbers if you want to fish that way, the shad darts, and get down and talk to Jim. Jim knows how to catch white perch. He's got a special rig there that he uses to catch a big white perch. So check that out too. Clyde's is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Of course, they carry a full line of firearms, especially Browning firearms, full gunsmithing services, scope mounting, cleaning, you name it, they've got it. And you can check them out online, too, clydessports.com. Phone number, 410-242-6108. That's 242-6108. And the fishing hotline for a 24-hour fishing report, 247-347-4247-FISH.
This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bed liner. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
The Wild is calling. The Great American Outdoor Show, presented by Outdoor Channel, is coming to the Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg February 1st to the 9th, celebrating the outdoor traditions treasured by millions of Americans. Over 1,000 exhibitors at the largest sports and outdoor show in the world, plus tons of events for the entire family, including the NRA Country Jam. Start your adventure now by getting your tickets at GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org.
This is Les Consolving. Why are Armed Forces chaplains can refuse to officiate at same-sex weddings? Monday night, 9 to 11 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Uptown got its hustlers. The Bowery got its bums. 42nd Street got Big Jim Walker. He a bull-shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he big and dumb as a man can come. But he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that.
All right, let's talk to Mark in Towson, and then we've got Dale and Easton on deck. Good morning, Mark. How are you, buddy?
Well, you woke me up.
I did?
Yeah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'd be better if Maryland had lost over 1,000 jobs.
No kidding.
Yeah, because for every one of those jobs, the rule of thumb is you've got 2.5 support jobs in a community.
That's right.
So you're talking about 1,050. You've got insurance, computers,
yep.
Restaurants,
yep.
Lawyers, accountants, sporting goods, you name it.
Yep.
And that's what Maryland gets because they, let's cut to the bottom line. The people who work at Beretta aren't allowed to buy the thing they make.
Right.
In Maryland.
Right.
And I know the Sun paper says, well, if that's the price you pay for public safety, so be it.
Yeah.
Well, if the residue of the Sun papers goes out of business and those people lose their jobs, so be it.
So be it. Exactly. People
so be it.
So people don't want to read that.
Yeah.
Now, Mark, you're kind of a political animal, I guess, right?
Well, I'm an animal. Keep going.
Kind of a political
yeah.
animal. I got to tell you, I have not seen a whole lot of hope from the Republican Party here in Maryland.
I agree with you. I haven't seen any.
It's a sad situation. It really is. How do we get some enthusiasm? Is there?
At some point, and this is not hopeful for Maryland, but it is for other states that are equal but opposite.
Yeah.
At some point, when a sequence of events are put in motion, the result becomes a mathematical certainty.
Yeah, okay.
And it may be that it is not, all right, a miracle. It is not possible for Maryland to change.
Huh.
And just as it is not possible for liberals to change other states like Montana and North Carolina, the mathematics take over, where once you've redistricted and the legislators choose their constituents, how do you change that?
Good point. Good point.
And Maryland was okay. Almost all states were okay. Until the mid-60s, the United States Supreme Court changed the whole political dynamic for the country.
Yes, it did.
And prior to this, Maryland was, as you know, like the United States government, each subdivision had two state senators.
Mm-hmm.
So the liberals could control the House of Delegates, but it didn't matter. Lycomico and Dorchester, St. Mary's, Colfer County, all the conservative Democrats, and they were conservative Democrats, controlled the Senate.
Right.
And it kept Maryland very balanced,
mm-hmm.
just as it can work that way at the federal level. But all states now have, with the exception of Nebraska, which only has one house.
Right. Nebraska is
It's just feather bedding. The state Senate is just a mirror image of the House of Delegates. We could easily do without one or the other because it's a protection against nothing.
Yes.
So, but meanwhile, but Tennessee, on the other hand, is equal but opposite to Maryland. And what are the odds they're going to go ultra-liberal?
Yeah.
Well, it's just as remote as Maryland becoming conservative.
That's
or
true.
Even balanced.
Yep.
It's sad.
Very
it's
good.
Sad
very
us.
Good analysis, Mark. Very good.
Yeah. Well,
it's
a sad one, but on the national level, I look at the Republicans and I say, "Gee, I know who's paying them. I just don't know who they're working for." but actually, that's not true. They're working for the people who do pay them, and that's not their constituents. That's the Chamber of Commerce and other large organizations that really don't care about people like
there,
us.
There's a disappointment.
They don't care about the country and the issue.
Well, there's a disappointment, the United States Chamber of Commerce, if you want to say.
Yeah, is
a
it
big
ever?
Disappointment, you know?
Well, they're the people who will gladly sell the rope that's later used to hang them.
So, all right, buddy. Well, appreciate that.
But the good news is other states do respect constitutional rights, and they are benefiting from that.
You got it, brother. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Have a wonderful week.
You do the same.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Dale in Easton. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Professor. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Did you happen to catch O'Malley's response to the Beretta move?
No, I missed.
What a droll. He said, well, it's a free country. They can move if they want.
Oh, good. Good for
and
him.
It was just nauseating, say the least. And I wonder how Senator Miller feels about it, because it was his district.
Who knows?
So,
you know.
And it's not just the permanent jobs, Alan. It's all the jobs associated with the construction of the plant.
Yeah. I'm sure you followed to some limited degree this horrific shooting at the mall in Columbia last
mm-hmm.
Saturday. It took forever to come out with who the alleged shooter was. It took forever.
Right.
It took forever to, identify the guy and put his picture up and that type of thing. And it was interesting to me that the day after he was identified, an article came out in the Sun, and I printed it out, and I don't know if I purposely or, left it behind. Freudian slip left it behind today. But, the kind of person he was, he turned vegetarian because he saw a thing on TV about how animals were slaughtered, and it affected him.
Oh, jeez.
And, you know, that just goes to show what kind of person he was. He was a vegan. He was a cold-blooded murderer, is what he was. You know, whatever psychosis the guy had, you know, and in the end, he murdered two people and took his own life. And I have nothing against the guy. I, you know, sympathy, empathy, none of that. I just, you look at this and you go, what the, what?
Yeah.
You know?
What difference does it make?
To quote a former Secretary of State. Yes, thank you very much.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, sure. Yeah. So, anyway. Well, I'm excited about going fishing this year. Yeah, for some reason, I don't know. I've just got a little interest in it. So.
Yeah, so question on the proposed turkey.
Yes, sir.
Alan, is that the winter season, would that be in lieu of the fall, or will they have both?
Both. They'd have the fall season in Western Maryland, and then this winter season statewide.
Be statewide, okay.
Yeah, statewide. So you there in Easton in Talbot County, you could actually go turkey hunting. You know, and anybody who's an enthusiastic fall turkey hunter could hunt the Western Maryland week there in the first week of November, and then, you know, follow it up in January if you wanted to.
Okay. So. That's kind of what I thought. But,
yeah.
Well, that's another opportunity. It'd be interesting to see what the response is, you know, what kind of feedback they get from the constituents.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Yep. So we'll find out here in the meeting coming up on I think it's the 12th of February stakeholders meeting. So I will tell you this: the hunting stakeholders are far more active and involved than the fishing stakeholders.
Yes.
Just so you know.
Well, I think recent actions by the department with regards to the rescinding of certain.
The three rod limit?
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, I think
I think that highlighted the highlighted the issue. So
yes, so, very much so.
Yeah, but we're just happy to be here. We're looking forward to going to fishing and telling folks about the Maryland Fishing Challenge again this year. And so, you know,
there you go.
Try to promote that a little bit. So get out there and get your fishing license.
No, I will.
All right, buddy.
Talk to you later.
See you, buddy. Thanks. There he goes, Bob in Greensboro. How are you, Mr. Bob?
Good morning, young man. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
Going to work.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What'd you find out about Lake Waterford, by the way?
Poopy water.
Poopy water? Ah.
Apparently, everybody loves to feed the ducks and geese.
Oh, that kind of poopy water.
Yes.
Great. So increased fecal coliforms or whatever they call them, huh?
Correct.
Because of overabundant geese and ducks.
Well, they've got a resident flock there, and I was watching them last summer, and there's probably 40.
Yeah.
You know, so they hang around the lake, and they hang around the ball fields and
yeah.
all that stuff. So
yeah.
I can't imagine playing on that surface, though.
And he slides going into first base. He didn't mean to. He didn't mean to, but he did anyway.
Yeah, really. Anyway, yep.
That's all right.
That's the lowdown. At least that was from a county employee.
All right. Sounds good, brother.
Good sources I could get.
Got it.
All right, buddy.
Thanks. See you, Bob. Bye-bye. There he goes, Bob in Greensboro. John in Baltimore. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Alan.
What's up?
Just glad to hear about you're excited about going fishing.
I am, yeah, man.
Yeah, and I hope you don't mind me mentioning this. I was down Clyde's, and Jimmy helped me out with my shotgun, helped me out with a cleaning kit for that.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Sure.
Back to fishing, though.
Okay.
DNR has an excellent program, Hooked on Fishing, also.
Yeah.
It's for youngsters, so I just want to remind people with charities and clubs out there, take advantage of that.
Sure.
Last on the list, thank you so much for having the podcast also that you have out there.
Oh, I'm glad you enjoy that. Thank you for mentioning it. Yeah.
Why don't you mention the link.
Yeah.
But also, I went back and I checked on those catfish down the Eastern Shore.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, I didn't catch them yet, but there's plenty of catfish in the Susquehanna. I've seen them with my own eyes.
Oh, there's plenty of catfish there. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. All right, God bless.
I want to see you get a hold of one of them big flatheads up there.
Okay. Well, I've seen the little ones.
All right.
Bigger the big ones.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Here he goes. All right. Plenty of catfish in the Susquehanna. Always has been. Always will be, hopefully. But, yeah, that's part of the new invasive species thing. Oh, by the way, I made a mistake earlier. It's not Youth Day today. It's next Saturday, February 8th, is Youth Waterfowl Day. You have a week to get ready, to get the kids ready to go and do some duck and goose hunting. If you have open water, good luck to you, or you can take them out and get them a couple of geese, which is pretty cool. All the season bag limits apply to Youth Day as well. I'm looking here for something to find out. Maybe I'll do it next hour. But the invasive species part of the fishing challenge includes blue catfish, flathead catfish, and northern snakeheads. And basically, you got to catch them and keep them, and you could actually get an angler award, citation for those. And I'm shuffling through all my papers here, because I have the whole program printed out. Where is it? But that's a new component to the Maryland Fishing Challenge. So I guess next hour we'll talk about this this deer management plan, alleged deer management plan in Frederick County, put forth by this county commissioner. And basically he's, well, we won't talk about it now, but... there it is. Invasive species recognizes anglers for reporting their harvest of certain eligible invasive fish species. So we'll talk about that and the Frederick County thing and maybe even get into this little report here on laboratory-confirmed cases of rabies in Maryland 2013. 352 cases of rabies. Number one on the hit list. Raccoons, 219 out of 350.